Ladies and gentlemen, the commanding officer, Naval Computer and Telecommunications Air and Master Chief Lieutenant Captain J.B. H. Green.
Good morning, Nick Tams Land.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, you're awake out there. That's good. That was an awesome speech, Admiral Brown. Thank you. That was truly kind, and I learned a lot listening to some of the bigger picture drive and great power competition. Before I get started with the formal part of my speech, I got to say that where I come from, you know, Jason and I come from a little town in Arkansas called Hazen, and where we come from, the guys work hard, we play hard, we fight dirty, and we cry at weddings. So I'm going to try and maintain my military bearing, but I'm not making any guarantees. All right, here we go. Welcome, Vice Admiral Brown, Rear Admiral Ashback, Commodore Lyons, former commanding officers of both Nick Tams Lant and NCTS Naples, honored guests, and last but not least, all of you, Nick Tams Lant. Welcome, of course, to my family, Carrie, Rowan, and Aiden, and a special welcome to my brother, Jason, who flew all the way from back home in Arkansas to be here today. I appreciate it. Team Kincaid, welcome. Glad that you're here. We are also honored to have the technical director for Nick Tams Lant Detachment Cutler, Rob Hudson. Rob, where are you at? Raise your hands. There he is, back there. Flew all the way here from Cutler, Maine. If you don't know where Cutler, Maine is, neither does anybody else. You like fly into Bangor and drive for 2.5 hours through the weirdest Stephen King villages you've ever been to. Just getting to work. You're very brave. Thank you. He is the proud director of the largest radio transmitter in the world, past, present, and probably ever future. If you've never been to Cutler, you really can't appreciate the massive nature that it takes to do what Admiral Brown said, provide global nuclear command and control. You're talking 6,800 acres, 75 miles of 8-inch cable, and 2,000 miles of copper ground plane, transmitting nuclear command and control signals over half the globe. You can't all go there because we won't let you on the site, but if you could go, it's impressive. We also have another of my TDs, Mr. Jack Buckingham, the technical director for the over-the-horizon radar that we have down at Chesapeake, those weird white things along the road. Those are radar posts. And we use those to catch druggies. I've also got the CO of NCTS Hampton Roads, Commander Ken Williamson. Thank you for being here. You have made my life much easier with your proactive stance over the knock. That is really good. So my speech initially was about 5 minutes. It was quick and punchy, and I usually wing these things. But as I was writing them, I realized, my God, I have so many people to thank because all I did was take credit for your work. So the speech got really long, and then thanks to some help from some input, it got shorter again. But I want to take this moment to quote Admiral Tim Keating. If anybody ever worked with Timbo Keating, that guy was just amazing. And he used to say, I stand here today proud to bask in the glow of reflected glory, reflected from others from what you do. So I don't deliver that as well as Admiral Keating did, but that's why he's an admiral. So I was a chief staff officer at Nick Tams Lant for about 30 months. The second longest CSO tour at Nick Tams Lant. The only person went longer was Todd Rich. What I learned from both a CSO tour and a CO tour, that being at Nick Tams Lant is not for the faint of heart. We are warfighters. We are communicators. We are information warfare warfighters who specialize in communications. We are most often supporting warfighters, and we provide that support in the form of communications that increases the efficiency, the effectiveness, and absolutely, yes, the lethality of our Navy. For everybody wearing a uniform today, remember, we are here to fight and win our nation's wars. And part of that sometimes means killing the enemy faster than they kill us. And our communications are key. If we ever have to go kinetic in this great power competition that Admiral Brown so eloquently spoke about, this is the game. This is where it happens. So even though Nick Tams Lant runs on communications equipment, the equipment doesn't run without our people, our outstanding people, our sailors, our civilians, and our contractors. So in addition to thanking all the people at Nick Tams Lant, and I had a laundry list, it was long, and at the Helen Farewell, and at several walking around, I gave out coins, I thanked a lot of you individually, so if I don't get everybody today, I apologize, but you don't want me up here for 2 hours. There's cake. So I want to give some special mentions to people here today. Admiral Brown, thank you for agreeing to preside over the ceremony. You're not second string at all, sir, not at all. I know you are a very busy man, and your time is extremely valuable. I do appreciate your kind words, and I appreciate your leadership in information warfare domain. I've always thought of myself as a communicator. I am learning to think of myself as an information warfighter who flies communications. So for you aviators out there, you're an aviator that flies a helo, flies a pointy nose. I'm an information warfighter that flies communications. As we go forward in great power competition, we need that kind of leadership. I appreciate your patience over the last 22 months as I vied for the title of the noisiest CEO in the NAV-I4 domain. I griped a lot about phones. I went to war over peers. We just recently again went to war, Diana Waria, over configuration management. And then all the noise we made over hurricane recovery in Aguada. Hurricane Maria squashed our comm station down in Aguada flat, destroyed it. And 1 year later, we were back in business. So that's huge, huge deal. Thanks a lot to Steve McMiller for spearheading that. He won the Copernicus Award for that this year. So Admiral Ashback, I want to thank you for traveling all the way to Norfolk today. That was a lot. By the way, it's Ashback. It's like cashback without the C. You only said that like 100 times. I told you I'd mention it, ma'am. Like, whatever. So there you go. I am proud to say I was your chief staff officer. You are now the admiral in charge of the Officer of Naval Intelligence. That's a huge deal. So I'm hoping I've learned a lot of your good tools. I did learn a ton of you as a chief staff officer. So poor Katie, my admin officer, Dave Leifer, my legal officer, and both my COs have been subjected to endless conversations where I've pondered, how would Admiral Ashback have handled this? We still use a lot of your processes. We had to change some of their names. It's the legal and personnel review now because the old name made some people sad. We still have the civilian reviews. All those processes, all that anarchy that you brought into a controllable form, we still do that. So thank you for those tools. You and I faced some fascinating sailor and civilian challenges where you're at NICTAMS land. I'm proud to say it has not been nearly as exciting as what we went through. I try to use your example of calm and methodical leadership in my daily command challenges, but I will not say I'm anywhere near as calm or anywhere near as methodical as you, but I do aspire. So thank you, ma'am, for that help. Ombudsman. So both of our ombudsmen here today, thank you for taking time. I know you have a lot going on in your own lives. You know, no matter how advanced our technology is or how awesome our communication station becomes, Information Warfare Command needs trained, intelligent, and motivated people. And you, our two ombudsmen, so that's Candace Wall and Gary Barnes, help us immeasurably with the motivation, the well-being, the morale of our crew. And I want to thank you for the valuable time of your, valuable gift of your time, your patience, and your attention. So thank you very much. Participants, just so many people did so much to make this happen, but I'm just going to hit the highlights because, again, you don't want to be here for 2 hours. So I really need to thank the people responsible for today's ceremonies, the planning, the execution, and the 06 wrangling. They cannot be easy. I want to thank my Chief Staff Officer, Commander Paul Farrell, for emceeing and driving the ceremony. Well done. You've been here a month. You've taken charge. It's like you've been here forever. Well done. Lieutenant Nicole Simula, my change of command coordinator, thank you. I know you didn't want this job, but you took it anyway. Well, maybe I gave it to you, but you're here. Good job. I need to thank Katie Evans, my admin officer. You nailed every last detail of this evolution, even my sign that I hope is still here that I can take. For my Georgia Tech people out there, George Pieperdale did have a reserve seat, but somehow he didn't make it. If you're not a Georgia Tech person, you have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's okay. I have to say, Color Guard, you look really sharp today. That was well executed. Side boys, you also look really sharp, but you have to be sharp again here in a little bit, so don't get a big head. Stay focused. Boats, where you at? Boats, I know you're the reason the color guard and the side boys look sharp today, so I appreciate your professionalism and your can-do and your aggression at all times. It's, I always knew we were safe in physical security with you around. And Fleet Forces Band, as always, you had dignity and poise to any occasion. You sound great today. I thought we were only like four of you, so the fact that I got like 2.5 rows, I appreciate it. I know it's because Admiral Brown's here, but I still appreciate it. So Triad support, I gotta give endless thanks to my Command Master Chief. Master Chief Hayden, you listened to all my crazy stories. You took care of our sailors aggressively, sympathetically, and with sternness when it was needed. And you were proactive on every single issue. You have been a tremendous asset to NICTAMS land from the moment you slammed my sword in the door of the van on your first day at CMC. If you saw the sword out there, it's bent. First day. And you kept helping, even down to helping me last night refine some of the finer details of the ceremony, pointing out a couple things I forgot. I hope we're still covered on that, right? Okay, that's good. By the way, my sword, it's fine. It's okay. So also, today, my former CMC, Command Master Chief, retired. You know, you want to make sure I emphasize retired because you're happy. Marie France. She went from the very calm Matt Lear to me, and I saw your eyes get wide, but thanks for hanging with me in there. I know that had to be a lot of fun. I've already mentioned my current CSO, Paul Farrell. I also want to thank my former Chief Staff Officer, Commander Pat Lancaster. Great guy, didn't really like admin. I had to explain to him what Oxford commas were, and he called my grammar adherence nitpicky. I told him, you should have worked for Cap Mashback. You don't even know. I don't even know. Where do you think I learned it? I do wish there was time to thank everybody at Nick Tam's Lant, our subordinate commands, and our detachments. I love talking about the amazing things you do. You're right, Admiral Brown. If I could, I'd be up here forever talking about it. You support our Navy, our nation, and you empower us to go after great power competition. But I've talked to you. You know what you've done. What matters most is you know, inside, honor, courage, commitment, that you've done the right thing. I lost my place. There we go. So, friend acknowledgement. So, I got some former military here, Jamie Coteau, Reese Morgan, John Chandler, former COs, former CSO. I appreciate you being here. I know you're busy too. But, you know, it's unusual that you can get your non-military, non-ex-military friends to show up to something like this because most people have no idea what this is. So I want to give a call out to Jen Gamble and Cassie Gulliford. Where are y'all at? Raise your hands. So I know them from my jiu-jitsu days, so thus the gi. And I still train, but not enough. I will tell you, I'm not ashamed to admit, I have had a beatdown from each of these women in my past. Cassie can submit you from anywhere, arm bars, knee bars, chokes. Jen likes choking people. I'm not sure why. Jen likes chokes. She likes the rear naked choke. She's like sinking that in. And so I will train more, so someday, especially you, Cassie, someday maybe I can survive a round, all right? So we'll make that happen. Okay, so I'm done with the thank yous, which are important. Now I want to hit on a few key points. I am happy to say, I'm ecstatic to say, that my confidence is high that Captain Kincaid will not only keep Nick Tam's Lant running, but will lead this awesome command to even greater achievements. And I'm not just saying that. When I found out that Brad was my relief, I'm like, great. He knows us. We know him. He's a calm guy. He's a smart guy. Hey, by the way, y'all are in luck. He's smarter than me, and he's calmer than me. You're in for a very happy time. He is better qualified than me to lead Nick Tam's Lant, and I look forward to calling you to ask about advice about that war com. I don't expect you're going to call me with advice about Nick Tam's Lant, but we'll talk. So, on the performance of the crew, so the thing about command is there's good days and there are bad days, and even a bad day in command is better than a good day not in command. But how we perform on the bad days says a lot. So, first, some good days. We did bring the broadcast station in Puerto Rico back to life after Hurricane Maria. It was enormous, and Steve, you know, justly deserved that Copernicus Award. And peers. Oh man, so where's CJ? Yeah, where's Diana? The peers, oh my God. So look, there's never time to do it right. There's always time to do it over. So the install for the peers was bad. We're doing it again. They're doing it right now. But what was good is we stayed at it. So my N4 people are putting locks on those risers. No more sailors are cutting my fiber anymore. And they're not like chumpy little locks. I mean, they're like vicious, mean. You're not cutting it with bolt cutters. You sailors out there saying there's no lock you can defeat. Although apparently someone decided they couldn't cut the lock, but they cut the hinges. So we're going to work on that next. Or I guess you get to work on that next. Never underestimate a sailor with power tools. So for the sake of efficiency, we did close down the phone operator center that we had after over a century of operation. So Brenda, I am sorry. I know that place was near and dear to your heart. It was time. If you look in your program, you'll see a picture of several ladies standing at phone operations booth, and there's this very large rotund man there. That is Josephus Daniels. So for those of you who don't know about Navy history, Josephus is the guy that took alcohol off the ships. And the reason that coffee's called a cup of Joe is because a bunch of chaplains took up a collection to buy coffee urns to replace wine and grog on the ship. And because they weren't necessarily happy about replacing alcohol with caffeine, they called it a cup of Joe as a derogatory mark towards Josephus Daniels. Also, a little thing about him is he really wasn't big into being SecNav. His undersecretary, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, built the Navy that we went into World War II with without Josephus really knowing. But it's still a cool picture. Yeah. Some good books on that. So for N6, you guys absolutely killed it on the 3M inspections, the 2M inspections, the calibration inspections. So good on you guys. If you don't know what 2M and 3M is, you don't want me to explain it to you today. Go find an ET. They will talk to you about 2M and 3M until your head spins. And then detachment color, I already gave one call out, but I do want to mention that while I was here, we replaced the eye shields in the North Helix house. We're now trying to replace the eye shields in the South Helix house. If you're like, I don't understand, what's an eye shield? What's a Helix house? A Helix house is a walk-in microwave oven, literally. It has these huge gizmos in there that just aren't too different than your microwave oven, except they're 3 stories tall. So if you're to walk in there, it's turned on, you are a hot dog turned in not side out, done. But the transmission from that Helix house goes up to these huge, huge fans, 870 feet in the air with a 1,000-foot center. And it's Maine, so it snows and it gets icy. And we have these 40-foot-long, 2-ton spears of death that fall from 870 feet in the air, reach terminal velocity. They're man killers. There was a truck that's hit by one time. It was obliterated. So we have eye shields to protect this precious walk-in microwave from destruction. These things are massive. They're like this room size. And they pulled that off. That's no mean feat. So good on you guys for pulling that off, for getting the power plant together, for getting to commercial power. I am no longer, and Brad, you are no longer, the number 2 polluter in the state of Maine. So awesome. Because we've got the EPA fines to prove it. Thanks for paying those, Admiral. So those are good days. So I'm going to try and talk about some bad days. I may have to stop because it may make me too sad. But, you know, we execute not just on technical issues, military bearing, and budget, but as human beings. So... One of the worst things that can happen to you is losing a sailor. And we did. But his division set up a memorial themselves. They planned it. They executed it. It was better than the family's funeral. I know because I went to the funeral. And even while you supported his family, we moved like 40-something circuits on watch. Even while you lined up, one by one, we were sending EAMs. You were good human beings, and you were still military professionals. That was my proudest day. But later, even after tragedy, we broke ground on that new building. We didn't lose stride. We did win 2 community service awards for drug education for youth, DeFi. Where's Ms. Sharon? Is Dr. Sharon here today? Oh, darn. SecNavs Award and SecDefs Award for drug education for youth. Same year. It's unprecedented. It was amazing. And you did that, your volunteer work. We did do 2 Dark Oscars. That is hard. These comm stays weren't designed to be turned off, and you did it twice. And I know Dark Oscar 2 wasn't really dark. It was dim. We didn't turn everything off. It was still hard. And you didn't just do the maintenance required. There was Chris Conway in a bandana and a t-shirt sweating, scrubbing out power panels and tightening down fasteners. It was impressive. I don't want to see you in a bandana and a t-shirt again, Chris, but it was still. It was a lot of information. It was a lot of information. And yeah, over 800 days with no DUI. I've had a couple people say, should you really be patting yourself on the back for not breaking the law? And I say, yes. Yes, we should. Ma'am, we struggled to go 100 days, right? And I got it. When I talk to my youngins here, my young sailors, they're like, it's not you, sir. It's not us. It's Lyft and it's Uber. But it is you. You're deciding to use Lyft. You're deciding to use Uber. You're deciding to do the right things for the right reasons. And for that, I thank you. And last, before I get to my family, I am proud of my chief's mess. I am proud of my wardroom. You have pulled together. You've pulled together more tightly than I've seen you before. You've talked to each other better than I've seen you before. And that's in 2 tours at Nick Tam's land. And yeah, this is shore duty. So nobody wants to hang out with each other. But it's operational shore duty, so you have to. And I admire what you've done. I'm sure under Captain Kincaid, you're going to keep it up. So, next, another hard one part to get through. So, burden on the family. Well, I get the fun of command, and I do. I love being in command. Carry the boys, deal with phone calls, literally at all hours of night, every night and weekend, every night and weekend, every night, every weekend. And for that, I can't thank you enough for your patience and understanding. Even when the boys snicker in the car when the phone's on speaker, they know some of y'all Jeff Docs. They know Chief Wiseman, and for those of you who take before Chief Wiseman, you don't talk about him. Great guy, but he has a very distinctive report delivery. It's pretty awesome. So they know him. So it is traditional to give flowers to your spouse on the way out of a change of command, and I am doing that today, but even though we're on the East Coast, we're going to do this Hawaiian style. Carrie loved living in Hawaii. I think you were more than a little bummed to come back to Norfolk so soon. I think you love snorkeling, you love the mountains, you love the clean air, except for the volcano ash. So, since you love Hawaii, in honor of that, I'd like to present you, Carrie, with a lei instead of a bouquet. And these are much harder to get here than they were in Hawaii. So, boys, I think you're at the point in your career as moody teenagers that you'd sink under your seats in embarrassment if I gave you flowery leis. So I'm not going to do that. But instead, I'm going to give you traditional kakua nut leis. The red one is for Roland, and the blue one is for Aiden. So, being in the Navy is a demanding business. You need, as the CNO has repeatedly pointed out, resiliency and toughness. Jason, my older brother, developed that toughness in me a long time ago with some well-deserved little brother beatdowns. And so if you can believe it, I ran my mouth even more as a kid than I do now, which is impressive. So Jason, for helping me temper the running my mouth and for all those beatdowns, for instilling that toughness, I have a solid black kakua nut lei for you. Because every sailor needs a little heart of darkness, and you help me get there. So a lot of my family couldn't be here today. My sister and my mother just logistically couldn't get up here. Dad passed in January. I'm sure if he was here, Dad would wonder why we need all this pomp and circumstance for me just to get another job. Daddy wasn't big on ceremonies, but I think he'd be proud. So to end my speech, when you take command, you measure your remaining command time in years. You're pretty happy. Somewhere about halfway, you start measuring it in months, and you start to wonder if you're doing what you're supposed to do. And eventually, at least I was absolutely horrified to measure my remaining time in weeks, days, and thank you, Katie, hours, posting that on my door. That was awesome. So since I'm now measuring my remaining time in seconds, I'm trying to say, you know, what's the last thing I could do? Can I give one more order? And I can, because I'm still in command. So that being said, Nick Tam's Lance Sailor, stand by for the Sailor's Creed. Attention to Creed!
I, an United States Sailor, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, and I will obey the orders of those appointed over me. I represent the fighting spirit of the Navy, and those who have gone before me to defend freedom and democracy around the world. I proudly serve my country's Navy combat team with honor, courage, and commitment. I am committed to excellence and fair treatment of all.
Nick Tamsland, thank you for the best 2 years of my career. Kleenex, that's nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for reading of orders. Nick Tamsland, attention.
I will now read my orders. Viewport Orders 0729, Official Change of Duty Order for Captain Jody Howard Grady, USN. When directed by reporting senior, detach from Nick Tam's Land, Norfolk, Virginia, and proceed to Naval Network Warfare Command, Suffolk, Virginia, and assume duties as commanding officer, signed J.W. Hughes, Re-Admiral, U.S. Navy, Commander, Navy Personnel Command.
I will now read my orders. Viewport's Order 0779. Official change duty orders for Captain Bradley L. Kincaid, United States Navy. When directed by reporting senior, detach from Student Joint Advanced Warfighting School, Norfolk, Virginia, and proceed to Nick Tam's Land, Norfolk, Virginia, and assume duties as commanding officer. Signed, J.W. Hughes, Rear Admiral, United States Navy, Commander, Navy Personnel Command.
Admiral, properly the commanding officer Naval Computer and Telecommunications Station at Station in Miami.
Very well.
Sir,
I have assumed command of Naval Computer and Telecommunications Station Air Master Station in Miami.
Very well. Congratulations.
That's a mouthful.
Ladies and gentlemen, commanding officer, Naval Computer and Telecommunications Air Station Atlantic, Captain Brad Kincaid.
Thank you very much. I do love Oxford commas, so that will continue. That's going to stick. Natalie, start the clock. You ready? All right, we got to get out of here. 5 minutes. Okay, there's cake waiting to be eaten, so let me know when time's up, okay? Vice Admiral Brown, Michelle, the girls, and I, we are very excited that you would take time out of your schedule to preside over the ceremony today, so thank you very much. I'm blessed to have you here. Rear Admiral Ashback, thank you very much for attending as well. I know it's a difficult commute coming down from D.C., and it's great to see you here again as a former commanding officer. It's wonderful to have you in attendance. And I see you, Cap Chandler, as well, so thank you for being here as well, a former CO. I'm just joining that. Thanks. Other distinguished guests, triads, leadership, members of the NICTAMS LAMP family, members of the Joint Force, friends and colleagues, it is great to see everyone here today. Thank you for attending and bearing witness to this very special day for my family and I. To be given the honor and privilege of command is a very special career accomplishment, something that I never thought would happen. And in fact, I sat in the crowd 2 years ago watching Captain Grady take command from Captain Lear, never thinking that I would be the one to relieve Captain Grady. It just didn't seem possible. But 2 years later, today, I couldn't ask for a better situation in following Captain Grady into command of NICTAMS LAMP. Being an East Coast fleet-focused communicator, there is no better assignment than a leadership position at NICTAMS LAMP. I've had the opportunity to meet and talk with the team over the past 2 weeks, and I've observed Captain Grady's inspirational leadership firsthand. He has formed a close-knit team that truly cares for one another while excelling at mission accomplishment. There is clear mutual respect and an authentic dedication to mission present at NICTAMS LAMP. So I cannot thank Captain Grady enough for his stewardship of the command, and I am very eager and truly blessed to be afforded the privilege of leading the team he has formed during his tenure. If I achieve half the level of trust, loyalty, and dedication that he has garnered, then I know the next couple of years will be fruitful for the command. But the thing is, I already know that success is ours. That's a bold claim, and you're probably asking how I know this. Well, it's very simple. Because when I sat with Admiral Brown at the beginning of July, the first thing he mentioned was the value of having good people. He already knows the quality and expertise of the NICTAMS LAMP family, and that's something that I would have to, in time, you know, take his word on, and I would learn. As I mentioned, checking in the command, the warmth and sincerity of everyone that I've met and talked with has reassured my belief that the Admiral is a very wise man. But it goes further than that. What Captain Grady has labored to create and which he has graciously presented me with is a collection of communications all-stars. Good people? I think the term exceptional people would be a more fitting description. People that work as a dedicated team of professionals focused on mission accomplishment. Having exceptional people is critically important, as the Admiral mentioned. People are our competitive advantage over potential adversaries. It's being said that we're entering a period of great power competition. That's certainly debatable, but I do think it is safe to say that the next couple of years will be exciting and challenging times for the country, the Navy team, and the command. While construction of the new NICTAMS LAMP facility is ongoing, we will continue to excel in providing unrivaled communications capabilities to over half the globe. And we do it all. We execute a no-fail 24/7, 365 strategic mission without breaking a sweat, while also supporting joint and Navy warfighters at the operational and tactical levels of conflict. Providing information superiority is what we do, and we do it better than anyone. What makes it all work? The team. The family of dedicated professionals at NICTAMS LAMP. That's the foundation on which our continued success is built. What an honor it is for me to be entrusted to lead such a team. My beautiful wife, Michelle, my daughters, Natalie and Gabby, and I are truly honored, blessed, and humbled to be joining the NICTAM Plan family. Again, thank you for being here today. I look forward to meeting and working with everyone. To close, all NICTAM Plan orders, directives, and instructions remain in effect. Chief Staff Officer, carry out and execute the plan of the day. Let's get to work after we eat some cake. Thank you very much.